Our leader says, quote, "The very circumstance which your suffering sense deems wrathful and afflictive, love can make an angel entertained unawares." Close quote. This terrible situation with which you seem confronted almost overwhelms you, but that divine spark within you rescues you. You begin to realize divine love, its presence and power, as the only presence and power and action. As you become more aware of this, you behold the angel of God. And like Jacob, you do some mighty wrestling. The viewpoint changes, and the fear leaves. Jacob, fearing, went to Esau with his gift, saying, "I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face as though I had seen the face of God." When you experience this awakening, you say with Jacob, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I know it not." Now, go back to the quotation just given about the very circumstance, where Mrs. Eddy continues, quote, "Then thought gently whispers, come hither, arise from your false consciousness into the true sense of love." Close quote. In these experiences, you become aware that these untoward conditions are the angels of God. There is no change. Perfection is. Can you change it? No. Perfection is your basis of being. All that animal magnetism is a mortal emotion that tries to stop man from realizing his true being. Mrs. Eddy tells us in Miscellany, quote, "The only incentive of a mistaken sense is malicious animal magnetism, the name of all evil, and this must be understood." Close quote. Since God, good, is ever present, then, in the logic of events, it would necessarily follow that evil or error, the suppositional opposite of good, is never present. It is only a belief, and there is no reality to it. If God knows evil, then you would have a distorted image and an incomplete reflection. Quote, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Close quote. Then, why should you trust anything else? What else is there to trust beside God? There is none beside him. You must get rid of the belief that there is any evil commonly called animal magnetism. Then you will have wiped out all that assails mankind. Having done this, stand your ground. You can never attain the understanding of evil and its methods unless you see clearly the fact that evil has only one enemy, and that one enemy is truth. Evil really never hates a person, place, or thing. Evil hates truth, for truth is spirit, and evil, matter, is spirit's opposite in belief. Hence, the carnal mind's enmity and perpetual warfare against spirit, and its hatred of everything that pertains to spirituality. A mortal is the servant of evil, so evil does not hate a mortal, his very servant. John says, quote, "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Close quote. Every mortal has that divine spark, or he would be obliterated. It is this, your divine spark, your young child, that evil hates. Evil hates your spirituality, and the sole purpose of evil is to destroy that child. Negation. Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "Evil is a negation because it is the absence of truth. It is nothing because it is the absence of something. It is unreal because it presupposes the absence of God, the omnipotent and omnipresent." Close quote. Evil is simply the negative appearing of God, and that is often necessary to fully apprehend the positive. In Science and Health, we read, quote, "Thought is borrowed from a higher source than matter, and by reversal, errors serve as waymarks to the one mind, in which all error disappears in celestial truth." Close quote. The omnipresence of perfection is constantly being declared either negatively or positively. To attempt to interfere with the movements of mind delays our progress. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Justice marks the sinner and teaches mortals not to remove the waymarks of God." Close quote. People often talk as if error would or could reverse good. You cannot reverse good because good is. Good is God. You would be in a sorry plight if you had a fear that your good could be undermined or that your health could fail. God is, and there is nothing beside him. The positive, what God is, and the negative, what God is not, both state God. Mind is. Error cannot reverse truth. Truth is. Our leader says, quote, "Jesus cast out evils, mediating between what is and what is not, until a perfect consciousness is attained." Close quote. Here, she says Jesus uses argument to the point of realization. You can utilize this law of reversal so that every argument to harm you will prove a blessing. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The use of a lie is that it unwittingly confirms truth when handled by Christian Science, which reverses false testimony and gains a knowledge of God from opposite facts or phenomena." Close quote. You understand evil is but the negation of the truth you know, and this makes you the master of every situation. It seems strange to us that when once we have touched the hem of science and have a good grasp of the letter and are imbibing the spirit, that the fall should present itself in some enticing way. This is just the nature of evil, and in a way this is necessary because the purpose of evil is to declare truth, or the facts of being, by reversal. We know that wherever God is, and there is no place where God is not, error can only be masquerading until it is translated into reality. The unreal is always prone to masquerade as the real. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The masquerader in this science thanks God that there is no evil, yet serves evil in the name of good." Close quote.